The Government Accountability Office estimates that flying the FBI private jet costs at least $5,000 per hour, meaning Patel's Olympic trip could theoretically cost taxpayers at least tens of thousands of dollars. And we should note that the FBI director, for security reasons, is legally mandated to use government aircraft for all travel, including personal trips. But they are required to reimburse taxpayers for the commercial cost of their travel. But the question is, why was he in Italy to begin with? The trip to Italy is far from the only time that Patel has faced accusations of using government for his personal benefit. Reportedly, at Patel's direction, the FBI is even providing a separate security detail for his girlfriend. No, not his wife, not his fiance, his girlfriend, country music singer Alexis Wilkins, who lives part-time in Nashville. Democrats on the House Judiciary Committee launched an investigation last year into Patel's use of the FBI jet for private travel. There was a time, of course, you might remember, when Kash Patel seemed to have a different attitude towards the use of government resources. This is from his confirmation hearing last year.
And the resources of the FBI, which are funded by the American taxpayer dollars, in the 7 minutes that you and I have been talking about, two people have died from fentanyl overdoses, one person has been shot to death in this country, and three people have been raped. The resources of the FBI will go to that mission set and that mission set alone, because America deserves a better brand of justice, and I'm going to give it to them.
Okay, so how many Americans died of fentanyl overdoses? How many Americans were shot to death? And how many Americans were raped while Kash Patel was celebrating in that locker room?